I have to lift this in case I give you the party leader's speech. Party chairman, first minister, ministers, lords, MLAs, MPs, councillors, friends. I know you've all been well fed and watered, and for my sake and for those to follow, I hope it's not a case that you'll want to have a sleep. But why would you sleep? The DUP has much to celebrate and be thankful for at this conference. It has been a good year because the people have entrusted us with a mandate to keep Northern Ireland moving forward. People exercised their democratic right and chose how they wanted to be governed. The Northern Ireland of today is a symbol of how democracy defeats terrorism and the failure of a minority to violently impose something against the will of a majority. Democracy has won. But delegates, we can take this democracy for granted, and we do at our peril. And let me tell you, when you look at what has happened in Europe in recent months, we certainly cannot take democracy for granted. It was the former US President Franklin D. Roosevelt that said, "Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country." Roosevelt was quite right. Democracy gives each and every citizen a role in government. Whether it is in the Northern Ireland Executive or the UK government, it is we, the United Kingdom voter, who determines who governs on our behalf. As public representatives, we should never forget who our boss is. It is the voter, and woe betide the politician who forgets that. The DUP won't. Yet there is one ruling edifice of government that we are all subject to, that is that alien power that denies us our role as the ultimate rulers of democracy. That governing body is the European Commission. The European Commission is the executive body of the European Union, yet not one person in this room has a say in who is appointed as a European Commissioner. You may ask, why should we care? We should care because the majority of laws administered in this country originate not in Stormont or in Westminster, but from the European Union. You should care because these people take decisions and drive an agenda that impacts upon our daily lives. They constantly seek to impose their will on us, something that I fight on a weekly basis as your MEP. I believe the essence of democracy is choice, yet the formation and structure of the European Commission gives us no choice. And therein lies the problem at the core of the European Union. Just think of Greece. Their elected prime minister promised to give the people a referendum, yet faced with the prospect of the Greek people having their say, the bureaucracy decided it could not be allowed, and a government elected by the Greek people to represent them fell. Shameful. Then there's Italy. Now, I am no fan of the infamous Silvio Berlusconi, and the papers tell us that he's quite a ladies' man. But while he might be able to charm the ladies, even he couldn't charm Angela Merkel. And he too fell at the behest of France and Germany, and his replacement, a former EU commissioner, unelected at any level of Italian politics. Where is the democracy in that? And let us not forget our neighbours in the Irish Republic, who now have to go to Berlin to get approval for their budget. Enda Kenny should be focusing on his own problems rather than interfering in Northern Ireland. Yeah. Conference. Many people from Ulster paid the ultimate sacrifice to defend the independence and freedom of countries across Europe. The freedom they secured is being eroded as we speak. The warning is very clear. If the bureaucracy decides a national government is an impediment to the European project, it will seek to dictate the political makeup of that sovereign state in order to advance the federalist agenda of a United States of Europe. It will run roughshod over the will of voters and of democracy in pursuit of its end goal. But like any organisation, key to the European operation is money. And oh, how the EU loves your money. It just can't get enough of it. And the figures are quite staggering. Last year alone, contributions to the EU rose by 5.7%, meaning £18.5 billion, or 50 million a day, was sent to Brussels by the United Kingdom government. At the same time, what we got back from the EU fell dramatically, with a massive £2.6 billion wiped off our return from Brussels in 1 year. The gap is widening in terms of what we put in and what we get out. And the real loser is the United Kingdom taxpayer. You know, what baffles me is this. We have a United Kingdom government that sends this money to Brussels. Much of it they waste. Yet that same United Kingdom government implements draconian cuts on its citizens here in Northern Ireland. They give more money to Barroso to waste in Brussels, and yet less money to Sammy Wilson to build a better Northern Ireland. And this by a government led by David Cameron, a supposed friend of the Union and a convinced Eurosceptic. We have a saying here in Northern Ireland, by their deeds you shall know them. Faced with this insatiable appetite the EU has for power and money, it takes strong government and strong leadership to stand up for democracy and national sovereignty. And sadly, it gives me no pleasure in saying this, that we do not have that in our current government at Westminster. We were given a cast-iron guarantee of a referendum on the EU constitution, and then in power, the cast-iron guarantee melted like snow. We were told we would not give money, any money, to the bailouts, yet we plan to give even more money to the IMF to bail out the Eurozone through the back door. We were told there must be a freeze in the EU budget. Yet only this week, the Tories hailed a 2% rise in the EU budget as a success. The fact is that any such rise in EU budgets, which will mean that we pay more to the EU, is quite simply unacceptable. Less money to Europe and more money to British citizens makes sense. We might even be able to retain the levels of the winter fuel payment, an issue that was debated in Parliament this week when the government said that it had to make choices on expenditure. Well, I would choose our elderly and vulnerable any day over the Eurocrats in Brussels. Chairman, delegates, only last month Westminster had an opportunity to give democracy a victory over the EU. How apt that the place where modern parliamentary democracy was born should be given such a task. MPs had the chance to vote in favour of giving the electorate a say in our relationship with Brussels. If you are in this hall and under the age of 54, and I won't ask for a show of hands, you have never had such an opportunity. Sadly, the Tories, Labour and Lib Dems collaborated to deny you this voice. I must say well done to our Westminster Parliamentary Party for their united stand on this issue. The DUP stand as the only party to be united in demanding a referendum on our relationship with Brussels. from Northern Ireland did democracy a favour. Four Jobs MacDonald and the SDLP said no to a referendum. And let me send this message to the people of East Belfast. If you want a referendum on EU membership, your Alliance MP says you're not getting one. Let her know what you think at the next election. It does take guts to deny a party whip. You wouldn't dare in this party. So I must also pay tribute to Kate Hoey MP, who we have the pleasure of being with us today, for defying her party whip and voting for a referendum. Kate, it is great to have you here, and we thank you for the voice that you give to Northern Ireland in the Labour Party and beyond in the United Kingdom and in the House of Commons. But the fight for a referendum doesn't end. In the new year, I will be running a province-wide campaign calling for the Northern Ireland public to support a referendum, and I urge you to join with me in that effort. I want to see a Europe of cooperating nations that enjoys trade with each other and has mutual respect for one another. That is not what we currently have, but what we should try to achieve, even if this does put me out of a job. Thank you.